This is the challenge, to write and record an album of 10 songs or 35 minutes in just 1 month. Can it be done? Welcome to the RPM show on Burst.
RPM. So how have you found this week?
I really enjoyed this week, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah. It's kind of the first time I've done writing songs like this.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just getting...
Just doing it.
Yeah. Oh, I've written songs with people before, but like not kind of as blindly, where someone does something and then you get it and you just, yeah.
Work on it. Ollie, how did you find it?
I found it pretty good. It was harder than I thought it would be.
I got a message from Ollie last night at 3 a.m. saying, oh, yeah? Just bouncing down the tracks now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, you did it this morning.
I did it at 2:30, yeah.
Yeah, and it's now 3.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
So I brought that up, but he beat me by 12
yeah, exactly.
hours.
You're
yeah.
laughing at him.
He beat me by a whole 12 hours.
Yeah, I had that 12-hour advantage.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I should give some background.
Yep.
In terms of the stuff you gave me, I haven't really changed it a lot. I haven't really done anything interesting with it.
It's still only 30 seconds long.
Well, just in terms of, I haven't done anything interesting with it in terms of, I haven't thrown it out the window and started from scratch, basically.
Right.
Which is good.
That's nice.
But I think the main thing with it is that I haven't mixed it at all. So that's kind of what your project's going to be this week, is okay. Mixing it, adding your own sort of touch and flavor and that all kind of stuff. So without any further ado, here's Antichamber. Let's do this.
I think I'm breaking too fast. I think I'm moving too much. I think I'm out of my mind.
Whoa, very good.
Blimey.
What are your thoughts, Luke? Because
it
was your song.
Me, and it's not what I'd have done with it. I had an idea of what melody I would have had over it. And it's obviously not that. And it's really cool to hear just, you know, it's gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
I really like it.
No, yeah. I'm looking forward to working with that.
So this is my one to you from Ollie.
Yeah.
This is going to be strange.
I've done quite a lot. I think it sounds quite polished, and maybe what it needs is to be unpolished a little bit.
Depolishing.
The other thing is it needs a name. Both of the ones that I've done need names.
Yeah.
At the moment, the file is called Song Noir, because I thought it sounded like...
Yeah.
Cop show
noir cop piece. Show. But yeah, so here it is.
She's silver-tongued, duplicitous, a twister of the truth. She'll tie you up and set you.
Oh my goodness.
Good stuff.
That was amazing.
That was strong work.
Song noir.
Great stuff. That's good. That's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just smiling through all of that. Like, that was literally, like, that was nothing when I gave it to you. Like, that had, like, 6 beats of usable material and it just kind of flailed off into solos.
Joel,
that's amazing.
It took very little effort in terms of, like, thinking what to do with it. I think, although, like, what you gave me was essentially kind of 8 bars and then loads of solo stuff.
Yeah.
It really pointed me in a direction.
I love the trumpet.
The trumpet's great. That's the only thing missing from every single track without the trumpet. Is the trumpet.
Yeah.
So Ollie gave me a set of lyrics. I didn't know what to do with it. And then I came up with this little idea on the guitar and recorded it there and then. And if you play Feb Ollie, you'll see what the song started off. So that just came to me in a moment.
In a dream.
I developed it into a song. Developed it into a song, and the one thing about this song is it needs to be sung in an American accent.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't do that.
Okay.
So maybe when they give it to you, work on an American accent, because I did it in a sort of American accent, and I thought you can't do that because, you know, it's all a bit naff when you do that. But then I did it in an English accent. It sounds rubbish.
Really?
Yeah. So I was really, really happy with it until I did the vocals.
Mm.
But they give you an idea.
Okay.
So this is Ollie's song.
All right, let's do it.
Keep laughing. Laugh until you can't, because the laughter won't keep you going very long. Keep laughing.
That was something, man. That's very good.
Yeah, and then it also
I like the whole kind of distorted, heavily EQ'd.
Yeah, what the vocal, yeah, yeah.
I kind of wrote that with sort of 70s like jazz funk in mind. And actually the fact the kind of slightly Becky, slightly what's his name?
It's Eels, really. I'll take inspiration from Eels.
Yeah.
Cuz I thought I had an epiphany. I was listening to Eels on the way home and I realized that the lyrics are very Eels like.
Right.
So I can do with them what he does to songs.
Yeah.
So it's me now.
Yep.
Showing you the one that Michael gave me.
Oh, yeah.
Got to me. It's going to you.
Yeah.
I had a lot of difficulty with this one. Because it was this quite nice little self-contained piece already. So I basically more or less completely ignored it. and wrote something else and tacked it on the end.
Okay.
But in a good way,
okay,
rather than a destructive way, I think. Well, you can be the judge, I guess. So here we go, I think. Take me away. And there it is.
What's that little bit at the end? I'm a bit confused as to where my bit went.
It's at the beginning.
is the second part based on it at all?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
The the theme, the do 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 do.
Right. Okay.
And makes it over to the other side as well.
The theme.
It's just because you have that lovely rowl at the end, and it was just like, and it's all leading. It's all leading somewhere.
I quite like it how you have the original is just, it's like, it's the intro, and it's the jumping off point. I like it.
Yeah, I really liked it.
And it's a really nice song.
Yeah.
It's a really good song.
It's a really well-crafted song.
Yeah.
I'd say, Holly.
Too much reverb, not enough vocal at the front, but you'll fix that.
I'll do what I can.
How you feeling now, Tom? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to both of them. So yeah, this is the one that Michael did the bass for and I'm sending to Ollie. I have kept a lot of it in. It does basically form the basis for it.
Right.
The bits where all the time signatures go bonkers that you sent me,
yeah,
I just cut that up and formed it into
bars of eight.
My own. No. I've kept it so the kind of chorusy refrain section does 2 bars of 4, bar of 7, two bars of 4, bar of 7.
Has it got a name, this one?
No. Well, the name at the moment is just one of the lyrics, which isn't going to work for this song because it's one of those kind of post-rocky songs that needs a name that is in no way related to any of the lyrics.
Yeah, Ollie, that's one of your
falling through a winter thoroughbred.
Yeah, something like that.
Like it
also has to be long and involve quite a lot of punctuation.
A lot of punctuation. Yeah. Brackets, commas.
A lot of different kind of characters.
Darling, comma, my baby, comma.
Yeah,
like that. That's good.
Why have you done this to me? Brackets, a swan song.
Yeah. Close. Square brackets.
A swan song. Well, let's do this.
Very good.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I like it.
It was like an ocean size number, wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
It was very ocean size to me.
It's got a bit of ocean size, a bit of the band Mew.
Right.
I was talking about the other day. When I was first doing the really high vocals, I was thinking a bit of John C as well.
Oh, really?
But I couldn't quite, you can't quite get his timbre.
No. Very, very hard to get that. Yeah. No, really, really good.
That quiet bit in the middle was an improvised line as well. It was originally just going to be a kind of guide vocal, but I quite liked it. So I just.
What do you think?
There's not a lot for me to do.
Well,
like in a good way.
What I it needs a title, obviously, and then there was also stuff that I was going to, as Michael will know, when we did our Christmas song together. I like putting loads of kind of flourishes and stuff in, and I started doing that, and then I thought I'm really giving nothing for anyone else to do. Yeah. So I took them all out. So I had I had backwards vocals and things in and. And some extra guitar things.
So, Tom, with yours, I sort of ignored most of it.
Yeah.
I took the chord sequence and I rearranged where the chords came, so it became a different chord sequence. I ignored the.
Have you seen that Winnie the Pooh quote where he says, my spelling is good spelling. Mm. It's good spelling, but it wobbles and the letters get in the wrong places.
Right,
is it kind of like that?
Yeah.
It is the same, but the chords have got in the wrong places.
Playing on the same notes on the piano, but not in the right order.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's sort of like that. No, I've got some notes
for
Ollie, which I'll give you at the end.
Treat it well. Feed it twice a day. Don't feed it after midnight.
After midnight.
Don't give it water. Yeah. All right, let's have a listen.
Come follow me ashore, and I will give you more. Come follow me ashore, and I will give you all I can.
That's really different.
It's kind of a style that I've never done before.
Mm.
It just sort of happened. You know what I mean? It just sort of happened, and I was like, "Oh, that's all right. I'll keep that."
No, it's nice. Yeah. And I think the chords, they are. So I think your choruses are the first half of the chord sequence, mm-hmm. and the
verse. You mean?
Sorry, the verse is the first half, and the choruses are the second half, basically. Which does mean that in the transition between verse and chorus, you do actually get the whole thing together
at one point.
Yeah. No, but I like it because it is. It's kind of, it is all there.
Yeah, because the thing about those chords is they kind of have their own mood, don't they?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? The harmonic shifts kind of create this mood, and that mood is still in there. Yeah,
how are your own songs coming on?
I had an idea to just do some dirty blues with a mouth harp, and then my mouth harp broke.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Which is just typical of the blues.
Yeah, it is.
You got the
write a song
blues.
About how you're blue.
Yeah,
about
I got the mouth harp blues. There you go.
Yeah, I was saying to Ollie that mine having gone through now, I think three false starts. I finally come up with something that I'm quite happy with.
Oh, really?
And as I said, it's got stuff in common with that, and it's going to be a lullaby.
Really?
Yeah,
that's very different.
Yeah.
So for my own song, I might just kind of do something that I would never usually do.
Hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Might make like some mental sort of prog heavy rock song. Yeah, I might do that.
That'd be fun.
They take forever. They really do. Because you need like 70 different keyboard parts to all doing something different. All playing a different chord sequence and in different time signatures.
I might do that actually.
Yeah?
I might do five instruments all playing different time signatures and see if anything good happens.
Okay.
Well, good luck with that, man.
It'd be like an experiment.
Should we discuss the name?
Yeah.
What do we? Should we do name of the? Do one thing this week and one thing next week, and one of them is the name of the band, and the other is the name
album.
Of the album.
Mm.
Okay.
What is there anything that kind of captures the fact that it's three different people doing different things and bringing it together?
Threefold.
Cerberus.
Yeah.
Blimey.
The three-headed
dog.
Yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah.
No.
That's a bit nerdy as well, isn't it? Have you ever had any funny band names in the past, Michael?
Rosie Cheats.
Rosie Cheats?
Yeah. I don't know. We thought it was like a play on words, because you'd think it was Rosie Cheeks, but then it was Rosie Cheats. We also had Sorry Kids, which we thought was quite enigmatic, but it was just rubbish.
That is bad. I had a band called Coalition of the Flight Brigade.
Coalition?
Yeah.
That is rubbish.
Coalition of the Flight Brigade.
What about Forbearance?
No.
Okay. Halcyon?
Crimea.
River.
A, Crimea
we live
Road.
River. Crimea Road.
And B,
yeah, River.
A three-headed monster with one head of a lion, one head of a snake, and the other of a goat.
Who's who?
Exactly. That'll be for the audience to decide. Crimea,
yeah, but that's like the Battle of Crimea. That'll make me...
A river...
Yeah,
no, it's not Crimea, it's Shimmera.
Shimmera.
That's quite good.
Yeah, that's all right.
Shimmera.
Yeah. It's not Crimea.
That's the one with the lion, the goat, and the wardrobe.
Let's be called Shimmera.
The lion, the goat, and the wardrobe.
I like the harshness.
Are we sure that's how it's pronounced?
You can say Chimera.
Type it into... I mean? Let's look in at... How is it actually pronounced?
There, it's like that.
Chimera. That's Chimera.
Chimera.
Oh, that's quite nice.
we've given it about seven different pronunciations.
Okay, then. Let's do it like this. All Chimera. Right. How about Chimera?
Yeah, let's sit with that.
11 out of 10. Right. Let's get the hell out of here.
Oh. You've been listening to The RPM Show, which was a burst.co.uk production.